Richard Peterson here, North America's presentation coach. I'm here with Dave Parody, the PowerPoint lifeguard. I'm talking with Dave, and Dave, you talk about improving the profitability of PowerPoint presentations. Can you tell me more about that?
Sure, Richard. Of course, there's two sides to profitability. One is the income side, and the other is the expense side. When I talk about the profitability of a PowerPoint presentation, talk about first the increase in your income if it's an effective presentation, one that really hits the mark. You could sell more, get funding for your project, whatever it is you're doing the presentation for, it increases the income side. On the expense side, when I talk about the profitability of a PowerPoint presentation, it's really about reducing the time and effort it takes to create these presentations. That leaves you more time to work on more profitable things.
Dave, so what are some of the costs of a PowerPoint presentation?
There are two types of costs. There are the obvious costs, which of course are the software and the hardware, you know, the equipment we need to actually deliver these presentations. And that certainly does cost some, but I think actually what's more important are the hidden costs, which in many cases add up to way more than the obvious costs. Two areas of hidden costs in my mind. First, the first hidden cost is all the extra work that's created by doing these presentations poorly. In a survey I did, over 40% of the presentations were judged to be done poorly. What happens after these presentations is extra work, an additional report, more meetings, even sometimes more presentations. In a sales situation, unfortunately, you don't get another chance. It's simply, you lose the sale. In fact, to give you an example of these costs, there's one CEO that was reported that what he does now is he reviews every single PowerPoint presentation the day before it's going to be delivered to him, so he can then in the presentation tell the people what he really wants to talk about. You know, I'm not sure that board of directors should be paying the CEO to review presentations. I think it's more important that they train their staff to know what questions to ask so they deliver only the information he needs in the presentation. The other hidden cost is the time it takes to prepare these presentations. Many people have been trained on the software. Click here, click here. But they haven't been trained on what is effective. And so they spend a lot of time tinkering, fiddling around with these presentations. And that costs a lot of time and therefore a lot of money. Let me give you an example. I worked recently with an organization where the general manager was shocked to discover that the sales professionals were spending an enormous amount of time preparing these sales presentations. In one case, we found that it was over 70 hours for a single presentation. What could that person, that professional, be doing with that time if they weren't spending it fiddling around with these presentations?
With the costs you've already mentioned, Dave, can you help us? What can we do about these costs?
Well, the solution is really sort of twofold. First, many organizations should put together an easy-to-use set of base slides or templates to allow them to easily modify these presentations, spend a lot less time on them. Secondly, train your staff on how to actually modify the presentations, understand what works with audiences and what annoys them. Obviously, you want to avoid the annoying stuff, have more of the stuff that works, so ultimately you can increase the profitability of your PowerPoint presentations.
Thank you, Dave, and for more information on how to improve the profitability of your PowerPoint presentations, be sure to visit Dave's website at PowerPointLifeguard.com.